Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Right now joined on the line by PGA Tour Pro and four-time Tour winner Robert Allenby, Jupiter resident, 11th on this year's money list, $3.6 million. Robert, good morning to you. Thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us today.
Oh, no worries, guys.
Tell me about your season, because you really had a phenomenal year. You were 11th on the money list, $3.6 million. You made 27 cuts and 28 starts. How'd your year go?
It's been pretty good, actually. I mean, apart from winning, you know, I've got to be very happy with the way I've played all year, very consistent, 9 top 10s. And, you know, golf's one of those games, you know, it's such a fine line between winning and not winning. And but I think the good thing this year is that I gave myself opportunities to win. And I'm not disappointed that I didn't win because, you know, I gave it my best. And when you give it your best, you got to take it and accept whatever comes with it, whether it's win or whether it's a defeat or whatever. But, look, this year was financially, it was the best I've ever finished on the money list. So, you know, I've got to be very happy with that.
Robert, what I know a lot of tour players have different goals for the year, and I guess winning is one of them, winning any tournament. But you're an accomplished player. You've won on this tour before. What are your goals as you get older? Are you focusing more on majors, or is it still just to be consistent and win as many tournaments as you can? What are your goals as you get older on the PGA Tour?
My goals are definitely to win majors. They're number one. They're the priority. And then to win tournaments outside majors is number two. And then to be consistent is number three. And, I mean, the other thing is, you know, would you rather win once and only, and that's it for the year and don't do very good on the money list or don't do good in any other tournament? Or would you rather play consistent? You know, sure, I would have liked to have knocked up a couple of wins there because I did give myself a lot of chances. But it's just a putter that really it was just my putting that maybe my short game that just fell short a few times, but you know what? The good thing is I know what areas to work on so then I can get them right for next year. And my main priority is to try and win tournaments, but majors is number one.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Joined on the line by South Florida resident Robert Allenby, PGA Tour Pro, finished 11th on the money list this past year, $3.6 million. 27 cuts made and 28 starts, Robert. What happened at the Sony Open?
I guess I was still asleep from Christmas. You know, maybe I drank too much. I'm not sure. But it just wasn't all quite there that week. But, you know, that's golf, you know. I guess you can't have a perfect record.
You alluded to the majors, and you were actually one of only 11 players this year that made the cut at all four majors. You finished 42nd at the Masters, 18th at Torrey for the U.S. Open. Your best finish of the year in the majors was 7th at the Open Championship at Birkdale, and then a 31st place finish at Oakland Hills for the PGA Championship. How you feel you played this year in the majors?
I played pretty good. I think I played the U.S. Open, where it says I finished 18th, I think I played a lot better than that. I really did. I felt like I played really, really well. You know, it's kind of all, I was there pretty much all the way, only a few shots behind, you know, going into the final round at Torrey Pines. And, you know, just a couple of putts here and there that could have dropped for me that didn't drop. And, you know, it could have been a little bit different story there. But that's just golf. That's the way it is.
Robert, you talked about your putting maybe holding you back this year, second in greens in regulation, over 70%. So that's a good thing. You're getting on the green. It's just making some of those putts. You mentioned working on that. As you go into this offseason, now that the U.S. PGA Tour is over for a couple months, do you work hard on those types of things, or do you actually try and get away from the game a little bit?
No, I'm going to work on it and try and get it to where it needs to be. Head down to Australia. And I'm going to play 3 tournaments down there. So I'm going to experiment a little bit down there in the tournaments, and we'll be putting on absolute perfect greens down there down in Australia. So, you know, what I'm working on with my stroke is just more getting the putter head to release properly through the ball and putting top spin on the ball, where I found out yesterday I was actually putting back spin on the ball. So that's not going to help. So that's just an area of my game that that needs some work. And I've known it for a long time. It's just a matter of knowing what to work on and what the right thing is to work on. And when you get on these machines, these computer machines, they don't lie. You know, they tell you the truth. And I know Tiger's got one. I know Ernie Els has just got one. And I'm very lucky that Admiral's Cove, where I live, and where I'm a member there, and they just bought one.
Nice. So you'll be tinkering with the game a little bit, working on the putting stroke. How about the bag itself? Are you going to be tinkering with any of the 14 clubs in your bag, maybe changing out something for something else?
I am, actually. I'm going to change my whole set of irons. Strixon have just sent me a brand new set of 701, so I'm going to change out the irons that I've used this year and put those in, new irons. The metal gets soft over the year, and you know, the clubs that I'm going to be swapping out are 701s, and they've just, you know, all the bending and all the hitting, all the shots I've hit, the metal gets a little soft, they just keep moving. So the idea there is to put a fresh set in, they're virtually exactly the same, and I just start from scratch. That way I've got brand new grooves, the ball's going to spin a lot going down to Australia on hard and fast green. That should be good for them down there. And then the same with my sand iron and my lob wedge. I've got Cleveland sand iron and lob wedge, which Trixon now own. So swap them out as well, fresh grooves. I normally do that every 4 months. I'm even going to change my putter. I've used the same putter for about 3 or 4 years now, and I think I'm going to change to a White Hot Odyssey. I'll give it a whirl, see what happens there.
Hey, Robert, last question for me, with the exception maybe of Dubai, the economy in the U.S. and really globally has not been good, obviously, for the past couple months. And you know, the forecast isn't much better as we go forward here. With sponsorships and you know, tournament advertisers and those types of things that are kind of locked in for the next couple of years, I don't know if the tour has a lot of concerns, but if this economy doesn't turn around, say, in 2 or 3 years, do you get a sense yet from any of the other players about, you know, where golf is headed in terms of sponsorship or purses or those types of things?
Well, you know, the good thing, you know, we are in a recession, I guess, and the thing is about, you know, what we're dealing with now in the market and stuff like that, it's going to turn around. You know, there's trillions of dollars that are waiting to be put back into that market. So we're getting closer, you know, to being able to, you know, turn this economy around a little bit. So, you know, we're very fortunate that, you know, we're very lucky on the tour at the moment that we have some really good sponsors, and, you know, we're tied into, you know, I think 2010, 2012-ish. You know, we'll probably lose a couple, but we'll probably pick a few back up. And once Tiger gets back out there and playing as well, that's going to change. That's going to change a lot. So, you know, I think once Tiger gets back out, you know, there's going to be a bit more hype on golf. And, he plays a huge key, I think, in golf around the world, but more so in America here. And I just think that, you know, once he comes back, I think, things will change with golf, and it'll spruce it back up a little bit because everyone's excited to have him back out there.
You are listening to Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, joined on the line by a Jupiter resident, Robert Allenby, four-time winner on the PGA Tour and finished 11th on the money list for 2008, $3.6 million, 27 cuts made and 28 starts. Robert, last thing for you. Obviously, you are a Jupiter resident, most of the time spent here in South Florida throughout the year, and because of that, you're on the board of directors for the hometown event, the Honda Classic. Year number three coming up in 2009 at PGA National. What are your thoughts on the tournament and how it's grown so much just in the last few years?
I think the tournament itself has grown so much. I really think that the last couple of years, I think Ken Kennelly and his team have done an unbelievable job as far as running the tournament and bringing Palm Beach alive, really. And we have such a great golf course out there. It's a tough one. The scores, they obviously show it. And, you know, it's just that time of the year, you've got a northerly wind that always comes in, and that's what makes that golf course really tough. So the tournament itself, I truly believe it's one of the best on the tour. The players are really, and the families are really, really looked after really well. And we're fortunate enough that Ernie loved it so much, he decided to buy a house down here. So, So, we're getting a lot of the big guns coming, and I think with the new date next year, right in between the two world events, I think we should get a really good field. So I know I tell all the players to come and play, because, you know, if you want to test your game out, that's the golf course to test it on. I mean, Jack really did, he built a beauty there, especially those last four or five holes.
Well, you know, I told you last year you were my pick going into tournament week, and you only finished a couple strokes back of Ernie in fourth place last year. So you'll probably be my pick again. I'm hoping you can make me turn out to be a brilliant person here with the prediction.
Yeah, you know what? It's my time's coming, that's for sure. You know, the last 2 years, I think I missed out by a shot last year and maybe two shots this year. So, you know, I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer. So, you know, it's all there. It's just a matter of making the right putts and hitting the right shots at the right time. So, you know, and there's nothing better than waking up in your own bed and then just driving down the road 5-10 minutes and playing golf. It's pretty cool.
We wish you the best of luck in the coming year in 2009 on both tours, PGA Tour and the European Tour. And good luck to you, of course, here in the winter months, those few tournaments down in Australia. I'm sure there's going to be some fishing mixed in here as well during the holidays, right?
My fishing will be down in Australia, I think, so probably catching sharks and some big snapper. So that'll be the fishing that I'll be doing when I'm down in Australia, catching up with all my family. And I'm looking forward to going down. I'm looking forward to going down and see my family, and more so my mum, because she's not doing so well with cancer. So I'm really looking forward to spending some quality time with my mum and dad and my brother and two sisters, and just getting the family together. And, you know, sometimes there's more important things than golf, and I think this time when I go down, it's going to be more family than golf.
Well, we wish your mother well. Well wishes to you and your family. Happy holidays to you, and thanks so much for joining us, as you always do. So gracious with your time. Good luck to you in 2009.
Thank you.
There he is, Robert Allenby, Jupiter resident, PGA Tour pro, four-time PGA Tour winner. And this past year on the PGA Tour 2008 season, he ranked 11th on the money list, $3.6 million. Guy only missed one cut the entire season.